Tom, it would be great. This year you've released your edited collection with Andy Pearce on Britain and the Holocaust. I'm wondering if you could kick us off here on, do you think the Holocaust is a controversial history in this country? And if so, why not?
I think that the study of the Holocaust—I mean, it is for me as a as a practitioner, as a Holocaust historian, as someone who began a career in a world in which the Holocaust wasn't pervasive and in a sense was involved in kind of efforts to certainly improve or make more comprehensive a kind of public discourse about the Holocaust. I now exist in a world where I'm really uneasy about that public discourse, and in a sense, that's what makes it controversial for me. I mean, I think that I guess what I would say is that we can't separate what we know of the Holocaust from how we know it and where we know it, if you see what I mean, and when we know it. So in a sense, our entire dealing with the Holocaust is now filtered through in Britain, a public memory and a world in which the idea of the Holocaust is quite pervasive. And I think that there are two issues for me about that pervasiveness which are problematic. One is in relation to Britain itself, and one is in relation to the Holocaust more broadly. If I take the one in relation to Britain itself, I am concerned and remain concerned that in a sense we end up in a situation in the UK where the Holocaust becomes a sort of good news story. It's a sort of history of who we're not. So it's it fits now with a kind of pervasive myth of the Second World War, that Britain is on the side of the angels and in a sense fights this war largely alone against Nazism, and in a sense in defense of Europe's persecuted Jews. Now that's a caricature which is a long way from any kind of reality, and it ultimately it seems to me that the Holocaust is an intrinsic part of British history, but it should force us to ask some awkward questions about ourselves and about the world in which we live. The most obvious of that is around, and it's certainly a live issue today, but it's around our treatment as a place of haven for persecuted peoples and for refugees. Now, the history of Britain's relationship with persecuted Jews in the 1930s and 1940s is a problematic one. Ultimately, it's not much of an exaggeration to say that British refugee policy was largely about keeping refugee Jews out of Britain, or at least only admitting those that were deemed of particular economic worth in the 1930s. We're often presented with the Kinder Transport program as a kind of as the an example of British kind of munificence in terms of and generosity towards refugees, and without wishing to kind of challenge that narrative too much, I think you can ask the simple question about why was it that Britain was able, throughout what was ultimately a wasn't really a government program, but was ultimately able to provide succor and refuge to children, but not to their parents. And that seems to me to be a perfectly reasonable question to ask, and ask some complex questions about about Britain's relationship with that suffering population. So I think that we need to break down in some of the simplicities of that narrative that says somehow that Britain stood against Nazism and therefore is the Holocaust is a sort of anti-symbol. Because ultimately, whilst dealing with it in a very different way, partly British policy responses to Jews both before and during the war were in part about a kind of perception of a Jewish problem. Ultimately, why did the British government not seek to open its doors entirely to refugee Jews? Well, it largely came down to the view that those populations brought with them a problem of anti-Semitism. And that has all sorts of kind of implications about where a problem of anti-Semitism might come from, and it doesn't come from the Jewish population itself, right? So there's all that kind of complexity that I don't think is explored in kind of the sort of current moment of a kind of public discourse around the Holocaust. And then to take it away slightly from British history, I think there's a problematic narrative about the Holocaust itself, which simply says, this kind of alien, ideologically maniacal Nazi force simply pursued a policy to kill all Jews everywhere, and that's what we can call the Holocaust. And it's and that's a cartoon, basically. It divorces the development of that policy, the way in which that policy developed. It divorces it from all forms of context, and it just becomes something that we can all kind of agree is a very, very bad thing. But it doesn't really force us to ask the kind of complex questions about why that violence emerged, when it emerged, how it emerged in particular, differently in particular, in different places at different times, what kind of state organization led it to emerge. It just exists kind of out of time. How does it fit into a kind of wider history of violence, both before and after? Those are all interesting questions, and I'm not sure we're encouraged to ask them because of the way in which we talk about the Holocaust at the moment.
No, thank you. Thank you. I mean, one question that comes to my mind is like, well, why is Holocaust memory so pervasive, both in Britain and globally? Why has it come about that the Holocaust is the good news story in this country that we turn to whenever we want to compare any current affairs with something from the past, particularly there when I say good news story, I mean Britain's, how we remember Britain's response to it.